going to be honest, we're padding because we're waiting for Dr. Chris to come through.
Come on, Dr. Chris, we're waiting for you, fella.
But anyway, he doesn't seem to...
Well, what I want to talk to him about is essentially the COVID-19 situation that's happened for everybody is now impacting animals. Now, there was talk about this in middle of last year, of course.
Yeah.
With pets and cats and dogs and all kinds of things, you know, being identified as catching it and being able to pass it on.
Yeah.
And then passing it between humans as well. So there's a whole bunch of that. So I think it's very understandable. But by the same token, we need to be able to have this on and go, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
How do these animals get this and are they safe? And how are they being protected?
That's right. And also, too, I have a really, really important question to ask, and it revolves around psychic dogs.
Now, I knew you were going to do this today.
And in particular.
And I'm actually glad. I'm glad.
Yeah,
because,
good.
Because I think it's until you hear it from an expert.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not deciding which way or the other he is going to be able to say this, but it's one of those things that I think, hello, oh, hang on a minute, it might be him right now. Hello, Hot 91, who's this?
Oh, hello.
Oh, it's Dr. Chris Brown. Now, you're running a little late, Dr. Chris Brown, but so you're live on the radio. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Look, this will take some adjustment. I'm new to this whole thing, so, you know, just I'll do what I can.
This is your first radio, isn't it? I understand.
It is.
Hey, Dr. Chris, we've just been batting on here about the COVID situation with animals, because I know we talked about it a little bit last time we spoke about how people's pets, cats and dogs, but it's now seemingly impacting zoos and things like that. Is there such a thing as a vaccination for our animals?
Do you know what? The good old Russian, the makers of Sputnik 4,
yes.
The Sputnik 4 vaccine.
The guys who used a pencil out of space.
Yeah, they've actually made a vaccine for animals. So an animal-specific shot. I'm not actually sure of the specifics of how it differs, because it's still the same virus that has, you know, infected some animals out there. It, no animal's ever really passed it on. No pet has ever really passed it on to people. But there's no danger there. People can relax. But yeah, there is a vaccine out there that is now for animals.
That's so good.
That is cool. All right.
Now, Dr. Chris, I do have a burning question I have to ask you in just one moment. Before we get there, the living room, it's on, it's happening every Friday night. How's that all going for you?
Look, it's good. It's always busy this time of year because we're sort of banging out a lot of it and you know, every Friday night. But, you know, more recently, obviously, we've directed our attention towards dogs, towards pets, and that's why tonight is the dog special.
Yeah,
trying to make sense of the fact that, you know, one in three families have adopted a pet over the last year or so. So, yeah, this is obviously the main. This is the big episode. This is the one you give to the Logies Corporation.
Yeah. Yeah, hello.
This is the nom.
Yeah. This is the show. This is the show. Good one. Oh, you send them this one. Do you know, we've noticed here on the Sunshine Coast, Dr. Chris, there's been a big number of people rescuing dogs, and it's now commonplace that the first thought for a lot of people is now to get a rescue dog as opposed to a designer dog. And I think what I've noticed a lot is a lot of greyhounds getting around lately.
Oh, yeah.
Which
is
really nice to see.
It is. They're really, really good pets. They're such gentle souls and to be honest, almost lazy. Like, everyone expects you're going to have to be, you know, getting your active wear on and trainers and running around the block for hours on end. But, my God, they're probably the lowest exercise expectation out of a lot of pets. They just need, you know, a bit of a walk around the block.
Sign me up.
Yeah, well, exactly. They've kind of left the life on the track
for a good reason.
Just gone, you know, those ex-sports people who just enjoy not having
let themselves go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I 100% get that. Now, Dr. Chris, we have a family dog. His name is Floyd. He can talk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's very, very vocal, much like his sister. But now he's got a very, very special ability, and I believe that our family dog, Floyd, is psychic. Now, hear me out.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm still with you.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Chris. I appreciate this because it got quite often.
I'm already, I'm already transfixed with the fact that he's your brother.
Yeah.
Yes, he's my brother.
Yeah, she's not mum. That's right.
So my brother Floyd, the husky, he, well, I believe can read number plates for one. That's another story for another day. But he keeps predicting the state of origin, who's going to win, whether it's going to be New South Wales or if it's going to be Queensland. Now, he's predicted the last three state of origins again the other night. Well, I mean, we're a Queensland family, and he went against us and said New South Wales. He was right. He also predicted the gender of my baby last year. So we had a blue towel and a pink towel, and he chose the pink towel. We had a baby girl. We had a real psychic on. She said I was having a boy.
She was rubbish.
Is there some ability in dogs that they can, well, foresee the future?
Well, they're very perceptive. I'll give, you know, and Floyd, your brother, he, you know, he would genuinely be able to, with his sense of smell, make sense of things that don't make any sense to us. And that's often what, you know, when people say that our pets have a sixth sense, usually it's just their other senses working really, really well.
Right.
And a lot better than we can ever imagine. But, you know, in terms of picking the state of origin, that's probably a hard one to perform. So
you are the most beautiful and diplomatic man we've ever interviewed.
I'm still sort of moving on from the. I need more information around the car number plate. There's a lot going through my head at this point.
I'll tell you off air, man.
I'm just doing it's cool. Right now.
We're going to have to need another interview with you, Dr. Chris. As always, my friend, thank you so much for joining us. And yes, Living Room back on the box tonight from 7:30 on 10. All the best to Miguel, Baz, and the team.
Hey, thank you so much. Cheers.